Greetings and welcome to this episode of The Profit in the Nonprofit, where you will discover what it takes to start, build, and fund your nonprofit. I am your host, Sandra Chaney, and I am so excited to be here today. We're going to be talking about visionary pitfalls. And I have an amazing guest with me today. Her name is Vanessa Johnson. And Vanessa is a successful mentor, life of victory strategist, best-selling author with multiple successful businesses, including for-profits and a nonprofit organization. The Fight is Fixed LLC was, in the beginning, Vanessa's life of experiences and quietly listening to the voice of God assists her in facing and maneuvering through vast traumas of life and walking in victory through it all. She didn't say that there were times of stresses, crying, depression, and frustrations. It all did happen and much more than that. What she is saying is that through it all, she was taught the strategies and principles of victory as she daily trusted the leading of the Spirit of God in her life without outside influences. Woo-wee! Welcome, Vanessa.
Thank you for this awesome and amazing opportunity, Sandra.
Wow, thank you for saying yes. So we're going to just jump right into it because, you know, we had a conversation which sparked this actual broadcast or this actual podcast. So my first question to you is, what do you think visionary leadership looks like?
From my perspective, it's leading with humility, leading knowing that you do not have all the answers, leading knowing that things happen and you have to make sometimes decisions right away. Sometimes you have to make decisions when you have to think about things first, and leading knowing that you're going to be authentic and genuine to those that you are leading.
Wow. So I know that you have for-profit, but you also have a nonprofit business. So how does that translate into what you do in your nonprofit world? Although we know that this can, you know, translate in both the for, and let me just say this, everybody, the only difference between a for-profit and nonprofit is your bottom line. Really, a nonprofit is still run like a business. You still have to run it like a business. So how does that translate into how you run your nonprofit?
Translating into how I run my nonprofit, especially knowing that the nonprofit is not mine. It is a community organization. I'm just, you know, founder and the overseer of it. But as a leader, being in the community, knowing that, first of all, you can't be an answer for everyone or you can't be a solution for everyone. You have to be the solution to those that God has placed you in the community for. And so in being that, being a leader and being authentic and genuine, knowing that you can take care of those individuals without having to, let's just say for an example, I'm going through something as a leader. Sometimes it'll spill over into your nonprofit if you're not careful. And so as a leader, you have to be able to know when to say something and when not to say something. Being authentic, you let others know, you know, and this is me because I'm very hands-on with my nonprofit and with my clientele. If I'm not in a position to be able to do something for them, I'm going to let them know. I'm not going to just leave them blindly. That's something that I will never do.
You know, something you said many things. The first thing I definitely want to piggyback on is when you said the nonprofit belongs to the public.
Yes.
I have to really reiterate that because I feel sometimes that founders have that founder syndrome. It's mine. It belongs to me. And would you consider that as a limitation of a visionary to have that mentality? And if so, why? Why would having that kind of thought process about your nonprofit limit you in terms of as being a visionary?
It will definitely limit you, Sandra. And I can say that because I was once there in that syndrome. when I first developed my nonprofit, see, it starts there with the saying of the word my nonprofit. But as a visionary and founder of the nonprofit, I was there because it was like, this is my baby. This is my business. Nobody's going to take this away from me. And I'm going to run it the way I want to run it. And nobody can tell me how to run it. And that was my mentality at the time, not knowing that it stifled a lot of provisions that could have came into the nonprofit earlier than what, you know, it had been at that time. As I continue to seek God, because he had to change my mindset with that. Vanessa, first of all, this is not yours, it's mine. So it is God's. It is like a light, or a lighthouse, should I say, in the community, because it is a solution to issues and problems in the community. And so when we relinquish that mindset as a visionary, things will begin to happen. The people who you are in the community representing as a solution, they will find you because you're the lighthouse. It opens up doors of opportunities for others to connect with you, to be the, because being a visionary, you can't be all things to all people. You can't see everything in the community. And so when I relinquished that mindset, it helped brought others in to be able to see into places where I could not see, as opposed to keeping that mindset. And I just literally couldn't see at all. And so, yes, it is a limiting effect when a CEO and founder grasp a hold of a community-wide organization and say, it's mine, it's mine, it's mine. It is not ours. It belongs to the community, and we have been appointed as overseers of it.
Wow. Yes, I hope people get that point, because I've seen nonprofits become stifled. What you just said, the provision was there, but they're not getting the provision because they're not allowing or relinquishing or surrendering the control. And I think partly because what people don't understand is that having a board of directors helps to govern what you're just saying. And you have to work with your board of directors in order for you to see what you can't see. Absolutely. And so here's, I don't know if people know this, but I'm going to ask, because this is how we got on this conversation. I don't think people understand that the board of directors can actually release an executive director, not the founder. You're still the founder, but if you are the executive director of your organization, they have the power to release you from that position or to fire you. And this is how we got on that conversation, remember?
Yes. You know, when we was on there, my whole mentality was the issue of, I'm the visionary. And yes, I'm the executive director, because you know, when you're just starting a nonprofit, you're pretty much the hands, the arms, the foot, and everything else to that organization. And so my mentality was, my board of directors is not going to fire me. How can you fire the visionary of an organization? You know, God gave them the vision. And then you stepped in and you began to give me perspective on it. And I truly appreciate that, because, again, it goes back to the first question you asked me. When we represent the fact that it's mine, it's mine, it's mine, we can't see. And so that let me know that there was still some afterbirth of the old mindset still there. And then when God allowed you to shed some light in that perspective to me, it was like, I definitely can see what you're talking about and where you're coming from. Because if they are leading that nonprofit down the wrong path, yes, they should be removed. And see, I'm that visionary where that is not something that my motive is in that arena. I'm always looking to do good to those that, you know, I am serving in the community. And so having heard about things that have happened in different nonprofits, I could not see through that, past that perspective. But when you shed that light on it, it was like, it really does happen. It really does. So yes.
Yes.
And I shared it with you. Thank you for that, because again, it was an afterbirth of an old mindset. And once I released that, it was like, okay, we rocking and rolling even the more, because I get to see, I got to see a little more thereafter.
Yeah, it was funny because it was like pushback. I was just like, okay, well, wait. Wait a minute.
Yes, it was. It was. Look, you already know me. I am not that person where I'm not too big to say, you know what? I am wrong. Let me take a step back and let me revisit, revision and all that. I will do that in a heartbeat when I know that I am wrong. That beginning, it was like, I can't feel you, Sandra. I can't. And from my aspect with me, I wouldn't allow myself to be in that type of a situation or position. If I even have an inclination of a mindset to do wrong in the community, you know what, Sandra? The board of directors wouldn't even have to remove me. I am removing myself.
Wow. But see, that's where you are.
Yes. And I know everybody is not there. But when you're putting what people have to understand, a nonprofit is a very important piece in the community. It is that lighthouse. It is that solution to some issues in the community. And when God sets you up there, you have got to shine bright, because it's just like that scripture, a city that's set on a hill cannot be hid. And that's what that nonprofit is. It really is.
Wow. On that note, we're going to take a 30-second commercial break, but we will be right back with this powerful, powerful conversation.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
Are you looking to start a nonprofit and don't know where to begin? Or are you a nonprofit owner who's looking for funding? Greetings, I am Sandra Chaney, and I have over 20 years of experience helping nonprofits either find funding or helping you to create your nonprofit. Schedule a free 25-minute consultation with me, Sandra Chaney, a nonprofit consultant and funding strategist. You may contact me at www.sandrachaney.com. Click on coaching and you'll see nonprofit strategists. I look forward to seeing you soon. Welcome back to The Profit in the Nonprofit, where I'm your host, Sandra Chaney, and we're talking about visionary pitfalls with my guest, Vanessa Johnson. Vanessa, you said something powerful. Can you repeat that scripture that you said? I was like, woo, that's perfect. That scripture was perfect.
Scripture that I spoke before the break was,
yes,
a city that sit on a hill cannot be hid. And that's what a nonprofit is.
Because a nonprofit is about community.
Yes.
A nonprofit can do things that maybe a corporate organization or even a church for that matter. It just depends. Because even though a church could be a 501c3, still a nonprofit itself does bring communities together. And the visionary is the one who leads it, but the visionary needs help. So we talked about that one limitation about my. What are some other limitations of a visionary? Because it's not just sometimes, you know, not wanting to surrender control. There's other limitations that I think visionaries don't see.
Oh, gosh. Oof. Look, do we have time for all of that? Oh, my gosh. As a visionary, there are many pitfalls. And I know this segment is not inclusive of them all, but wow. I'm going to speak for Vanessa because mm-hmm. I have had pitfalls. You know, and of course, the first one was that mindset of the me, it's mine. And then that second one is when the founder is really going through some dark phases in their lives, and then it spills over into the nonprofit. And it causes havoc in the nonprofit to where, you know, now the community sees the nonprofit in a different light, because the visionary was not able to contain their own issues mm-hmm. from the nonprofit. And so, and what I'm saying in that aspect, for me, it wasn't anything major, but when you start going through, for example, I went through a divorce. And so, you know, my team, they knew at that time, you know, I was going through a divorce. And so, and me as a visionary, I allowed them to know that. So they'll know when I have my breaking down moments, they understand and they're able to assist me, you know, to make sure that I don't make irrational decisions. Sometimes we make permanent decisions in temporary situations, and we have to be very careful about doing that. And so that was one of the pitfalls.
I could even share, you know, one of mine. Because, you know, that whole not being enough, not thinking you're worthy,
right?
You know, because I made a mistake and brought somebody in when I had my nonprofit, because mm-hmm. all I saw was the fact that she had what I consider experiences that I didn't have. And maybe she was better in some other area than I was in, but it caused havoc on my board. It caused havoc. And I wasn't listening to the board. It was like, and what I thought was, it was because, well, she can do this, she can do that. And what I found, there were some things that I didn't do my own homework on this person. And I found out some things that were not good. Right. And but at that point, I couldn't recover from it. And it came back to me thinking that I wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. You know, that, and that sometimes is the pitfall of a founder, yes. visionary. You don't see yourself as worthy mm-hmm. of running this organization. So you'll bring in people and you'll grasp at anything and everyone that sounds good or looks good mm-hmm. on
that
paper.
Is so true. So true.
Okay. And so that's one of mine. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, and this is, you know, so no, I mean, it's whatever you've experienced, because I don't think that we as visionaries, not to say that we think we're perfect, but when you're running a nonprofit, it requires a lot of you.
Yes, it does.
It pulls on you.
That's right. That's right. Let me give you another pitfall. And I mentioned just a little bit of it briefly earlier. When we start a nonprofit, you know, we have to be the hat, the hands, the feet, the eyes. We have to be everything to that nonprofit. And so a pitfall to that is not seeking help.
Ooh.
Because we think we got it all. We got this. And
yes.
In the beginning, you know, yes, God wants you to, because you're the birther of it. But then after a period of time, you have to start relinquishing. And this is where I am at. I can honestly say I've always had the assistance and help, but me being the CEO founder as well as executive director, God has blessed me to be able to hire or bring in an executive director, and it's my baby. Here I go again, right? It's my baby. But what I have to look at is, And other visionaries have to look at, is although we are the visionary, from the beginning up to a certain point, we can only take that particular part of the nonprofit. We have to seek help to carry it out further, because God gave us the full vision and we're a partaker of it, but we're not the full partaker of it, and we're not complete extent of it. And so not seeking help and bringing help in is a major pitfall.
I can't even say enough, because we don't seek help. And I think sometimes we have an issue with asking for help. Again, it is that worthiness sometimes, number one, right. But number two, right. You're right, it's our baby, it's mine, and you can't help me, you can't tell me what to do with it. Right. But at the end of the day, and that goes back to your board of directors, because yes. Even if you are the visionary, the executive director, all these other things, that's why you also have a board, because the board is there to help you.
That's right.
And sometimes, but we don't seek their help either. That's and right. We attempt to do everything on our own, and it causes you to fail. It causes sometimes nonprofits to fold faster, mm-hmm. or the visionary to give up.
That's it. That's
because it. because it didn't work.
That's right. And let me, and that leads me to one of the most important things as a visionary we must do. And that's seek God for the alignment of mm-hmm. the directors, the alignment of partners and collaborators, because it may sound good that, you know, people want to be a part and they want to link and join in, but it may not be in alignment with what God has given you. And therefore, it can cause your nonprofit to fail if it's mm-hmm. not in alignment. And the key alignment is your board of directors. Mm-hmm. It is, because they are the various keys, should I say, in the community. Because one thing, you know, coaching a lot of clients, Sandra, what I realized, a lot of them want to put family members on as a board. I screech at that, because I'm like, no, don't do it. Been there, done that. I just wanted to put names on just to have names on, but there was no alignment. They did what they wanted to do. And what we have to do as a visionary in having alignment is making sure that our board, their influence, everything about them personally and business-wise aligns with what God has given you, because that's the only way it's going to move forward. If things are discombobulated, it can't move forward.
Wow. Vanessa, you know, you said so much, and our time is drawing near. I mean, we literally are almost at 2 minutes.
Wow.
And so, right, see, we might have to have you come back to talk some more.
I will be looking forward to it.
So I want you to give any final words, and, you know, in a minute or less, and tell us how people can reach you.
Yes. Relinquish your control. Because it's not about you, it's about the community. And allow God to continue and expand your vision, because he won't do it as long as you're in control. And for those that need to know how to reach me, you can reach me on Facebook under Vanessa Johnson, or Life of Victory Strategist on Facebook, as well as my website for my nonprofit is www.dunamishodi.org, and that's dunamishodi.org, or you can email me at vjohnson@dunamishodi.org.
Wow, Vanessa, thank you so very much for being our guest today. This was very, very powerful. Thank you for listening, everyone, to this episode of The Prophet in the Nonprofit. To receive a free 25-minute consultation, please visit my website at www.sandrachaney.com. And remember this, an inspired, inspired, and successful nonprofit leader is a leader who remembers their why and works from the inside out, because it truly is an inside job. Thank you so much for listening.